Good morning, Seedbed Nation. Welcome to the Wake Up Call. This is Tim and Julie Tennant, and we are so delighted and privileged to be bringing you each Sunday meditations, reflections on the Psalms. The Psalms has been so formative in our lives, and it's just been a real delight to share some of this with you. Today, we'll be looking at Psalm 29. It's a tremendous psalm, and it's the one I'm sure you'll remember the fact that it opens up with those three great, ascribe to the Lord, ascribe to the Lord. It's a wonderful, wonderful beginning of the psalm. And then, as you probably know, that seven is the number of perfection in the Old Testament. And in the case of this psalm, it remembers that by declaring seven times the glories of the voice of the Lord. So think about that and hear that as Julie joins us now and reads for us Psalm 29.
Psalm 29. Ascribe to the Lord, O heavenly beings. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory due his name. Worship the Lord in the splendor of holiness. The voice of the Lord is over the waters. The God of glory thunders. The Lord over many waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. The voice of the Lord breaks the cedars. The Lord breaks the cedars of Lebanon. He makes Lebanon to skip like a calf and Syrian like a young wild ox. The voice of the Lord flashes forth flames of fire. The voice of the Lord shakes the wilderness. The Lord shakes the wilderness of Kadesh. The voice of the Lord makes the deer give birth and strips the forests bare, and in his temple all cry, glory. The Lord sits enthroned over the flood. The Lord sits enthroned as king forever. May the Lord give strength to his people. May the Lord bless his people with peace.
Wow, what a psalm. I guess if this psalm had a title, it might be The Voice of the Lord, because this psalm celebrates the power and grandeur of the voice of the Lord. As I said at the opening, seven is the number of perfection. And so Psalm 29 portrays the sevenfold glory of the voice of the Lord. The psalmist surveys the whole of creation, land, sea, and sky. And wherever he turns, he witnesses the power of God's word. The voice of the Lord is over the waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is majestic. The voice of the Lord breaks the cedars. The voice of the Lord strikes with flashes of lightning. The voice of the Lord shakes the desert. The voice of the Lord twists the oaks. What a powerful and poetic celebration of God's word. If you're facing a mountain this morning, in this text, that mountain just runs away like a scared animal in the presence of the voice of the Lord. Let the Lord's voice speak into your life today. This is why we can sing with the psalmist, ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. This is why all in his temple cry glory in verse 9. And of course, we know as Christians that we capture glimpses of this glory as Jesus walks on the water, as he stills the angry sea, as he casts out demons, as he declares the good news of the gospel for the poor and the God's gracious power to save the lost. We hear the voice afresh when Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead, and we hear it again when the Lord is ascended and risen and declares, do not be afraid. I am the first and the last. I am the living one. I was dead, and behold, I'm alive forever and ever, and I hold the keys of death and hell. Revelation 1. 17:18. Indeed, the full weight of the glory of God's voice is heard in the Word made flesh, Jesus Christ. This is the good news of the gospel. God's voice became enfleshed in Jesus Christ. In him, God's voice is fully revealed and heard. This is why John opens his gospel. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And then in verse 14, the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. This Word is not just sounds. It's creative power, power that created the world and the power that recreates us. And when he calls his disciples, and when he calls you and me, The word for that in the Bible is not, I will call you, he says, I will make you disciples. The word is actually literally, I will create you. His voice calls us forth and makes us exactly what he has called us to be. This is the good news of the gospel. Today we celebrate the voice of the Lord, ultimately enfleshed in Jesus Christ. Julie,
amen.
Let's sing it. This calls for singing.
Amen. Okay, we're going to start with that threefold ascribe, and we're going to be singing to the tune of St. Denio, which you may know as the hymn, Immortal, Invisible, God Only Wise, which actually is a great hymn that reflects the same truth of this psalm. So to the tune of St. Denio, let's sing Psalm 29. Ascribe to the Lord, all you ones of great might. Ascribe to the Lord glory, strength in your sight. Ascribe to the Lord glory, his name adore. In splendor of holiness, worship the Lord. The voice of the Lord is above the great sea. He thunders in glory, o'er waters is he. The voice of the Lord, full of power and might. His voice is majestic and flaming in light. The voice of the Lord breaks the cedars in two, the cedars of Lebanon he does subdue. The Lord makes all Lebanon skip like a deer. Mount Hermon is like a young ox when he's near. The voice of the Lord strikes with flashing of light. His voice shakes the desert of Kadesh with might. The voice of the Lord strips the forest all bare, and all in his temple his glory declare. The Lord sat enthroned o'er the flood, he is king. The Lord on his throne sits forever as king. The Lord gives his people his strength without cease. The Lord is the one who will bless them with peace.
What a great ending. Ends with shalom. He gives us the peace of God.
Yeah, for all of that strength and majesty and power, his last word to us is that he gives us peace with that power and strength.
Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. May the Lord bless each of you and have a blessed day in Jesus Christ.
May he bless you with his peace this day. Amen.